Hello everyone, you're listening to Inspiration Sounds, stories from the heart of the world. I'm Budsamudra Knox, coming live to you from New Zealand, and this is episode 41. Now, the art of storytelling in India has been a very, very long tradition. In India, each region has developed its own style of storytelling, if you like, its own tradition, and various regional languages. Now, the epics and the Puranas were ancient stories of wisdom in Sanskrit, and these are common for most of the regions of India. Such performances of these Sanskrit texts were held in temples, delivered at weddings and other religious or social functions. This is a one-person theatre where the performer has to be very versatile in the aspects of exposition to be able to interestingly narrate humorous anecdotes as well as serious. In India, the storyteller is looked upon as a teacher who is a scholar in ancient texts in Sanskrit and in other vernaculars. He is able to interpret religious and mythological texts of the past to the present and future generations. Well, here on Inspiration Sounds, I'm not too sure if I can live up to this old, ancient and revered tradition of Indian storytelling, but I do try my best, and I hope you all enjoy them. Thanks for listening. This is episode 41. Coming up, we'll have two stories for you tonight. One titled The Prince's Prison Term, and finally, we will have a story called The Roaring Tiger. As always, they are written from Sri Chinmoy, based upon his own childhood experiences from when these stories were told to him as a child. So he has put his own interpretation onto these ancient stories. Without any further ado, we'll get started. The Prince's Prison Term, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. There was once a king who had only one son. Unfortunately, the prince was notoriously undivine, to say the least. The king was miserable that its only son was so bad. One night, a report came to one of the ministers that the king's son had been involved in a robbery. The prince and his friends had all been caught. When the minister heard that the prince was involved, he didn't want to take any measures against the culprits without first consulting the king. So, in the middle of the night, he went to the king's chamber and knocked on the door.
What has happened? Said the king.
When the minister told him the story, the king got furious.
You are an idiot. Why do I keep you as my minister? If you were equal to your position, then at this hour you would not have come to bother me. You should be equal to your post.
The minister understood the king and ordered the prince and his friends to be arrested and thrown into prison for 6 months. The following morning, the minister went to the king and told him what he had done. The king said,
"You have sentenced them to 6 months in prison? For the other culprits, 6 months is all right, but for my son, the punishment must be 6 years. This is my order. His friends will stay in prison for 6 months, and my son will stay in prison for 6 years.
Now every week, the prince and his friends were allowed to visit the king. The king was so nice to his son's friends. Each time he would give them beautiful presents and have talks with them. He would tell them, "Never rob again. It is not a good thing." He would show them such kindness and affection. But he would never say a word to his son. He would only say things to his son's friends. He would say things like,
"How could my son do this kind of thing?"
After 6 months,
All the culprits were released except the prince. The prince continued coming to the palace once a week, but the king would never speak to him or show him any kind of affection. The prince would sit in his father's room for some time, and then he would be taken back to the prison. Finally, after 6 years, the prince was released. At that time, the king had a long talk with him.
"I am the king. I am richer than the richest. If you had asked me, I would have given you anything you wanted. How much wealth could anyone have in comparison to my wealth? My wealth is all yours. Someday I will leave my kingdom in your hands, and then you will get everything. When you become king, you'll have to be good to your subjects. People appreciate me because of my kindness, my sympathy and oneness. When you, the prince, commit a robbery, what kind of oneness are you showing with your future subjects?" Because of his father's strictness, the prince turned over a new leaf and eventually became a wise and compassionate ruler.
The Roaring Tiger, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budhsamudra Knox. Once, a young man was returning after visiting his maternal uncle's home. It was getting dark and he still had to cover 5 more miles, so he was getting a little worried. Then he saw a carriage and a driver about 100 meters in front of him. The driver was sleeping inside the coach, and his boss was resting in a field nearby. The young man said to the driver,
"Will you give me a ride in the carriage? Still, my home is quite far, and it's getting really dark."
"How dare you even ask such a thing? I have to stay with my boss. What kind of audacity you have?"
The young man said, "Will you take me if I pay you?"
The driver asked,
"How much can you pay me?"
1 rupee, said the young man.
The driver laughed and laughed and laughed. Then the young man said,
"Well, can you not ask your boss? Your boss may be generous."
The driver saw that his boss was still sleeping, and he didn't dare to disturb him. So he told the young man,
"No, I am sorry. But how can I wake up my boss? You see, I can't ask him now."
Then the young man started coughing uncontrollably. The boss heard the coughing, and he woke up. With folded hands, the young man went to him and said,
"Oh, please, please forgive me for waking you, but I have no control over my cough. I understand that you are going past my village. You live a little further away than I do. Will you be able to take me? I will give you money."
The boss laughed at the young man. He was such a rich man that he certainly didn't need this poor man's money. But he didn't want this fellow to go with him, so he asked him,
"Well, how much can you give me?"
"I can give you 1 rupee.
"Unless you give me 100 rupees, I will not take you," said the boss.
"How can you ask me for 100 rupees? Said the young man. "At most, I can pay only 3 or 4 rupees. I have very little money. That's why I am offering you only 1 rupee.
Then the young man said,
"I tell you, I have a very special capacity. If you take me, I will be able to show you this capacity."
The rich man replied,
"What special capacity do you have? Why don't you show me now, huh?"
the young man said. Oh, no, no, only if you take me in your carriage will I show you. The rich man said,
either you have to show me the capacity now, or you can pay 100 rupees if you want me to take you to your home.
The young man said, I don't have 100 rupees, but I will show you the capacity only after we are in the coach. By this time it was quite dark. The rich man said,
well, then I am going away.
Then he said to his driver,
let me take a little more rest. Don't bother me again with this kind of rascal. For half an hour I will lie down in this field and get some proper rest. And in half an hour wake me up, and we shall all go home.
After 5 minutes, all of a sudden, the rich man and his coachman heard a tiger roaring nearby, and they started trembling. They looked around to see where the noise was coming from. The tiger roared more and more powerfully. Their carriage was about 150 meters away from them, so they didn't dare run to it. At one point, the roaring stopped. The rich man said,
now, this is the time for us to enter into the coach. Then please drive as fast as possible before this tiger comes back and attacks us.
So they ran to the coach, and they drove away as fast as possible. And when they came to the village where the young man lived, all of a sudden they saw the young man jump off the rear of the carriage. He had been secretly standing there while they were driving. As the young man jumped off, he started roaring like a tiger. The young man said, now you have found the tiger. I told you that I had a special capacity. My special capacity is that I can roar like a tiger. And then he threw 1 rupee into the carriage. Well, I hope you enjoyed those two stories. The last one was a lot of fun to record. Join me next week for episode 42, when we will have more stories from the heart of the world, more stories from the pen of Sri Chinmoy. But until that time, I wish you well. Stay safe.
I'm Butsamudra. Thanks for listening.